broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio, hard-hitting talk. This is Friday the 13th. What a weird day to be announcing all this apocalyptic type stuff, biblical times type stuff, last days type stuff. What do you call it? How do you not incite panic but tell the truth? How do you not overstate it but not understate it? All right. Anyway, it is March 13th. This is hour two of two. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. LocalHoneyMan.com is Kurt's website. And Kurt thinks that if you get honey, that it might actually, sweeten up your life and taste good. And it might actually bring some nutrients into your life that might help you deal with the coronavirus by strengthening your immune system. Of course, the government wants to sue Kurt Cosby and shut Kurt Cosby down. Now you say, wait a minute, Sam, is this literal? No, it's figurative. Why? Well, they haven't sent any letter or sued Kurt or anything like that. But they have done this to others. And so, you know, what you do to one, you do to all, if you will. Okay, in my opinion. And so New York's Attorney General, Letitia James, has literally sent a cease and desist letter to four people, Alex Jones being one of them, saying you can't sell your fraudulent products, saying that they'll help or cure or, okay, I don't know what words you can use and what you can't. Can you say it'll help with something but not cure? Can you? Okay, it's very, very, very dicey. But they're demanding that Alex Jones, quote, stop hawking coronavirus treatments. His letter to Jones was the fourth letter sent. He also sent a letter to Jim Baker. Okay, the state of Missouri sued Baker because I guess he was selling products saying it helped with the coronavirus as well. Now, Alex Jones being under a what? Cease and desist? Alex Jones is in Austin, Texas. This attorney general is from the state of New York. What authority does he have over Alex Jones? What authority does this Missouri government have over Jim Baker, right? The state of Missouri sued Baker over these sales. Now, what's the difference between what Alex Jones is saying versus what Jim Baker is saying versus what Kurt Cosby just said last hour? Now, set aside these three gentlemen. What about Sam Bushman? I've recommended. Now, by the way, all these other guys, Alex Jones, Jim Baker, Kurt Cosby, they all three sell products. I don't sell products. You'd say, oh, Sam, you sell radio. Okay, I get it. I don't sell products related to the coronavirus. But I did recommend something. So if I don't sell something, but I say I believe that vitamin C and vitamin D are very good at reducing viruses, at helping strengthen your immune system. Most people don't have enough vitamin C and vitamin D in their body. Most people need to get more, especially during the winter months, the vitamin D part. There's very low risk of taking too much vitamin C or vitamin D anyway. The Chinese, in their natural protocols, are recommending intravenous vitamin C to help fight the coronavirus. Now, if I say I recommend you get vitamin C and vitamin D, can I say that if I'm not selling them? Or will I get sued by the state of Missouri? Will I get a cease and desist letter from the, quote, Attorney General of New York, even though I'm in Utah? Right? Now, what if I take it a step further and I say, separate from the products I'm recommending you do certain things, like get more sleep, like exercise, like lay off some of the not healthy foods and eat a little more healthy. Can I issue those protocols if I'm not a physician? Can I give my, quote, would it be a professional recommendation, or can I use the word professional? I'm a professional talk show host, aren't I? I've been on the air for 25 plus years. I've got a name in the radio business, and I'm not trying to be cocky. It's not a small name either. I mean, I've got software that I've created that 300 plus and relatively large radio stations use my broadcast software. I've been on the air 25 years. I've been noted, lauded as one of the top 250 talkers in the nation. Now, I'm not here to tout my accomplishments. I'm here to make a point. Can I give a professional opinion? Attorneys have professional opinions all the time. Right on up to the Supreme Court have their opinions. Do their opinions matter more than mine? Do we have classes of people in America? Can I say these things, but Alex Jones can't? Can Jim Baker not say these things and Kirk Crosby not say these things, but I can because I'm not selling anything? Or are all four of us in jeopardy of violating government, quote, edict from jurisdictions we don't even belong to? None of us belong to the jurisdiction of New York. I don't know if Mr. Jim Baker's in Missouri or not. I think he is, but hopefully we can check that out. But, okay, what's the deal? Can we make these claims? Now, what if we're not talking about products that we are or we're not selling? We're talking about ideas. Get exercise, get sleep, do these things that we know that are good for your health and strengthening your immune system. Now, what if I recommended something even more off the charts than all mentioned thus far, right? What if I say, I think one of the biggest things you can do that'll really help you either not get and or make it through the coronavirus is if you get on your knees and pray to God and say, Heavenly Father, please bless us that we can weather this storm. Please help us to repent and to turn to thee and to keep thy commandments. And please bless me and my family and my loved ones. And please bless people around the world that are suffering. Please bless them with your grace. Please protect them. Please heal them. And please give me the guidance, Lord, to know what I can do to bring relief to these people. As a minister of Jesus Christ, I want to minister to my neighbor, to my brother. I am my brother's keeper. I do care about my neighbor as myself. I want to turn to thee, God, and then I want to reach out and do all that I can to help my neighbors and minister to people around me. And now, what if I recommend that, Kurt? There's no sales. There's no physical product. Can I say that kind of stuff? So the real question here about this coronavirus, in my opinion, is you might not realize this, but behind the scenes, they are starting to lock down some real personalities. Am I a public personality? I would say so. Am I famous? Well, that might be debatable. Am I a, quote, public figure? And is there a different standard? So when it comes to public figures, they claim that, A, the libel and slander laws are changed versus somebody that's not a public figure. You have a whole lot more ability to abuse a public figure, which I am. But on the other side of the coin, they restrict a whole lot more what a public figure, a famous person, a celebrity, I don't know what word to use, right, can say. So can your neighbor say, hey, buddy, you might have the coronavirus. I really think you should take some vitamin C. Could a nurse say that? What about a public figure like a Kurt Crosby? Could he say that? What if Kurt said, I think you got to take vitamin C and I'm ready to sell you some? Could he do that? See, Kurt, the whole point of this monologue here and the whole point of the last hour, what are we allowed to, and I submit to you, this coronavirus, they're literally taking off the gloves and violating our free speech left and right. This is insane. And you can say these issues are small, and that Alex Jones is extreme. You know, say what you want, but I'm here to defend Alex Jones. You know what? I don't even know what protocols he's promoting or exactly what he's selling. I haven't taken the time to research each product, but I bet the Attorney General in New York hasn't either. But nevertheless, I don't know exactly what Alex is proposing, and I don't know if I agree if it's beneficial or not. But I'll tell you what I know. I'm defending Alex Jones's right to say it and to think it and to believe it and to sell it if he wants to. This is not China. This is the United States of America, and I'm defending Alex's rights, Kurt. Alex is correct on this. He has every right to do this. So does Mr. Jim Baker, and I don't know Baker's protocols either, Kurt. Now, I know a little more about your proposal and your protocols because I'm friends with you, and I personally believe that the local raw honey that you're promoting will indeed strengthen the immune system and will provide much-needed nutrients. And the recommendations that you and I have both provided in addition to the raw honey that you're proposing will make a tremendous difference for people. But are we allowed to say this? And I've used the four of us as case study examples. Alex Jones and Jim Baker might be a little more, quote, public figure-esque than Kurt Crosby might be. Right? Or more celebrity status, or I don't know what you call them. But does it change how the First Amendment applies to you if you're a little more popular than somebody else? Right? Does Kurt have less rights because he's more popular than I am? Is popularity the issue when it comes to your First Amendment? See, I say no. It isn't about that. It isn't a sliding scale. You don't get more popular and have less rights, or get more popular and have more rights, as the case sometimes, sadly, maybe as well. This is a serious issue, Kurt, and I'm more concerned about this believe it or not, than I am the coronavirus. Because where will this go? Over time, where will this go? If this Attorney General of New York and this state of Missouri, these, in my opinion, violations of freedom are allowed to continue, what will be next? Will they get to the point where I can't even say turn to God for protection from the coronavirus? Obey his commandments and he'll protect you. I don't know if you'll live or die. I don't know if you'll be healthy or not. I just know that if you turn to God, he can make and will make your life better. I am going to provide testimony on that point. Now, is that testimony enough to where I'm allowed to say that, or is it not proven in, quote, the Food and Drug Administration? See, they're telling people that they can't do things in Idaho. That's the fifth case example. Can the people in Idaho make the claims they're making, or can the FDA shut them down? Can Alex make his claims, or can the Attorney General of New York shut him down? Can Jim Baker make the claims, or can Missouri shut him down? Now, no one's threatened to shut down Kurt Cosby yet, except for when he goes to local venues, they try to shut him down, don't they, Kurt?
Well, that's happened before. In fact, like you mentioned, we do have local honey to us. We also have honey from, you know, faraway lands like New Zealand, where they have what's called the Manuka honey, and they say it's good. The people there use it for things like wounds and sores, sometimes even internal uses like getting rid of polyps inside of their bodies.
Think it might help with the coronavirus, Kurt? Yeah. Be careful
well,
with your
I do,
answer,
but, friend. You know, I'm just telling you that, you know, in a world like today,
I do too. Can I agree with you and think that if I want to, or can I not even think it?
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, the news is getting crazier by the second, ladies and gentlemen. So I am concerned about the free speech issue. Now, we'll get into a Pat Buchanan article. He asks an interesting question. And I think I've got the answer. But the headlines say this. There's two headlines before we get to Pat Buchanan's article. First one says this, quote, China threatens the United States with a mighty sea of coronaviruses, hints that it might create pharmaceutical export controls. WND.com with this piece, Kurt. So China's basically saying, hey, we might just put export controls on some of the medical stuff that you guys need. There might be pharmaceutical export controls where they just won't export to you, buddy. So now it's affecting the trade war big time. So Donald Trump has a response that I'll tell you about in a second. But what do you think of this Chinese headline, Kurt?
Well, you know, the thing is, they certainly have a right to sell to whoever they want to sell, don't they, Sam? I mean,
well, wait a minute. If Alex Jones doesn't have a right to who he wants to sell to, you think that the Chinese do, Kurt?
Well, I'm just saying.
Now, you're right. They both have a right to, Kurt.
But, you know, you're going to have probably the World Health Organization will probably say, look,
mandate.
We're just going to take over. We're going to take over China, and we'll take those masks.
Yeah, and Alex Jones, whatever. I mean, I'm sorry. Donald Trump has a simple response, Kurt. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Buy American. President Trump to sign executive order ending reliance on Chinese medical supplies.
I mean, imagine that.
See, yeah, I love it.
We've been kind of saying that for a long time, and it doesn't mean we're against China, but I mean, they need to have the things they need for their country there. We need to have the things we need for our country here.
Imagine that. Not only that, if they want to go ahead and export stuff to us and we find the prices right, pardon the pun, then they can go ahead and compete and you know, have more competition and more opportunities. And if we choose to buy their stuff, we can do that or not or whatever, too. I'm for that. But you know what? I like Donald's response. So if the Chinese are going to threaten to withhold medical supplies and put export controls, then Donald Trump's just going to say, buy American, baby. President Trump to sign an executive order ending reliance on Chinese medical supplies. I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Now, Pat Buchanan has an article that relates to all this, Kurt. And it relates to Alex Jones. It relates to Jim Baker. It relates to the folks in Idaho that are trying to sell herbs and, you know, all these governments that are trying to stop all these things, right? Mm-hmm. The headline says this: will coronavirus kill the New World Order? Nations seem to be looking out for their own peoples first. Patrick J.B. Cannon with the article. You want to answer that, Kurt, and then I'll answer it.
Well, you know, I thought the New World Order, at least, you know, so-called or whatever, that people have told us that, hey, it was nothing to be worried about. You know, that it's just, you know, kind of a, what is it, conspiracy kind of talk and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, what's Pat doing bringing up this idea of a new world order? I do see the article where it says, you know, that they've got a doctor that's the attending physician of Congress. He told this closed meeting of Senate staffers that had, well, they say 70 million to 150 million Americans, or they say a third of the nation could contract this coronavirus. And like you mentioned, Dr. Fauci testified that the mortality rate for it will likely run around 1%. You know, he says translation between 750,000 and 1.1 million Americans may, underline, may die of this disease before it runs its course. Now, you'd think, Sam, at least when you see stories like this, you'd think that all those baby killers and people that want to get rid of the old people and say the planet's got way too many people, you'd think they'd be having parties. But it seems like all they're doing is just saying how terrible the president is and the leadership of the country, right?
Yes. I just don't know how to respond to all this, Kurt. This is insanity.
Yeah, the article from Pat says the latter figure, or in other words, the 1.1 million Americans that may die, they say, is equal to all the U.S. dead in World War II and on both sides in the Civil War. You know, so it's, you know, it would certainly be a change. They say that... or he says in his article.
Okay, but if it's that bad and the projections are that horrible, Kurt, which Pat Buchanan is citing details that I've, you know, double, triple, quadruple sourced. Okay, if that's true, what if Alex Jones says, hey, man, I think these things might help you, and I want to sell them to you, and you can, you know, try them and strengthen your immune system, and we're really going to spend our time going after Alex Jones? We're going to spend our time going after Jim Baker, after Kurt Cosby, after Sam Bushman, after these folks in Idaho? I mean, I don't understand it. What are we thinking? But I want to answer Pat Buchanan's question, Kurt. I think this is hurtling us into the New World Order like you would not believe. We literally almost have martial law everywhere now. Not exactly. You could say, well, it's not martial law. The states are left to decide what they want or whatever. But will the coronavirus kill the New World Order? And I'm saying, no, I think it might bring us into the New World Order. If we're not very careful, it could be the catalyst to bring down the economy to basically eventually say, hey, we got to have a different money system. Maybe the euro, maybe the Amero, maybe some global currency, maybe some digital currency. Maybe we could have the government crypto come on scene, Kurt. Okay, all I'm telling you is I see less freedom because of the coronavirus than ever. Not only do you not have the freedom to say or think or believe what you want, but to take what herbs or alternative medicines you want, or to talk about them or to share them with your friends. You don't have the ability to travel. Half the private sector businesses are, quote, voluntarily shutting down. But they're all pointing. Every letter that I get from every company says, because the government says this and we're following government guidance on this, we're following government directions and government recommendations on this and that. Remember last hour, the headline I started with, D.C., that's Washington, D.C., health officials recommend canceling all mass gatherings. Now, I'm not against that point, but I'm saying think about that. We're all voluntarily complying with and in various states of what, Kurt? Martial law? Or is it martial law? Is it voluntary? Is it, you know, how does all this really shake out? If I don't do it voluntarily or if enough don't do it voluntarily, will it become a voluntary mandatory thing, kind of like the IRS? You know, where does all this lead to? So I would submit to Pat Buchanan, I know there's a few, you know, brush fires of freedom relating to this. And heaven, thank the heavens for that. Right? Donald saying, hey, let's just jettison reliance on Chinese for the medical supplies. Buy American, baby. That's good. But at the same time, I kind of come back and go, there's more tyranny being pushed under the guise of coronavirus than anything else. I see it literally possibly ushering in the New World Order, where literally most of us voluntarily or otherwise are almost homebound as a result of this, right? Look, you can't have gatherings of over 1,000 people. You can't, every state's under a, quote, state of emergency. Kurt, if you're voluntarily at your house and there's a state of emergency declared and the government recommends something but everybody's voluntarily cooperating with it, is it like a faux martial law, or what would you call it?
Well, where we are, Sam, in Utah, I think as far as I know, our government's declared you're not supposed to have more than 100 people together. You know, I always wonder about those little signs when you go into a business, a sign above the door says something like, this door to remain unlocked during business hours.
And then it says the fire marshal only allows 200 people.
Yeah, so many people in that door. You know, and I just kind of think, man, thank goodness the government's going around and telling the business owners they got to keep the door unlocked during business hours, and they got to have only so many people can be in a room. They figure that out. I mean, it's just, I mean, we've seen it for so long. Our big daddy mama government wants to be big daddy mama again.
You know, now, I get the need to be safe, and I get the cooperation going on, and I'm not really against that cooperation. I think it's prudent, a lot of it, and stuff like that. But my problem is when the government starts to threaten people's free speech, when the government literally says you cannot have more than 100 people gather, but of course it's voluntary, but then all the big organizations volunteer. What if I were to say, I'm going to have a meeting. I'm going to bring 5,000 people into my meeting, Kurt. Do you think that they'd let it go and say, you're free to do that? Or do you think they'd say, uh-uh? Right? So I submit.
We've seen some reports where the like the police showed up at like grocery stores and said, everybody's just got to roll home because you got too many people here.
Now, I'll tell you this right now. I believe that Pat Buchanan's point is a good one to ask, but I think I'm on the opposite side with Pat Buchanan. I think this is ushering in the New World Order. We've got more to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We're going beyond the coronavirus. We're talking about implications.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It's been quite a week for Americans who've learned that almost nothing in their daily lives is not being impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. There are over 1,700 cases of it in the United States. Over 40 people have died of it. New Rochelle, New York, north of New York City, has the highest cluster of cases in the nation. And this morning, a drive-through mobile coronavirus testing facility is open there. This man was one of the first to show up.
Everybody's so afraid and paranoid. Like, my own family in Portchester is paranoid that I may have the coronavirus. And it's so frustrating because I'm not sick.
A Philadelphia police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty this morning. The officer shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home. The police commissioner has identified the 46-year-old cop as a member of the city's SWAT team. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
The federal government's foremost expert on infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH, says coronavirus will be getting worse here in the United States before it gets better. But he says the cancellations and closures are a good start when it comes to combating the spread of it.
Obviously, what you're going to see is an acceleration of cases. What you hope to do is to get that peak become a little bit of a hump. Now, that hump's going to be still a lot of people going to get infected, but hopefully it will be much, much less.
Former Army whistleblower Chelsea Manning is now back home recovering from a suicide attempt in a Virginia prison cell on Wednesday. Yesterday, a judge ordered her release from prison. She had been held since last May for contempt for refusing to cooperate with a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks and its founder Julian Assange. The judge yesterday ruled that her testimony is no longer needed. And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I find it interesting. Kurt sent me this headline that he mentioned last hour. Iran digs trenches, totaling length the football field to bury the coronavirus dead. Now, how do we know that, Kurt? They say satellite images, right?
Yeah, that's
Should we
what
be
they
using
say.
Satellite images to spy on the Iranians, Kurt?
Well, in this case, Sam, you've got to see who's digging trenches to bury the dead. I mean, you know, you can't be trusting those people. I mean, you've got to check into them, right?
Hey, man, just let them be. Buddy, they're a sovereign nation. Just leave them alone.
That's kind of what I thought.
Stay the heck out of it. But, you know, now, don't get me wrong. I think it's sad if they really are burying that many dead and stuff like that. It's a horrible thing. Maybe I should promote vitamin C to those guys.
Can I do that?
Can they spy on him via satellite and stuff like
that?
There's
only certain things that are approved to be promoted.
Could they report that and then spy on them, and then I recommend vitamin C to the Iranians? Can I do that? And what if I tried to export vitamin C to the Iranians? Could I do that?
Well, you'd be making a profit, Sam, and we can't.
Yes, I would.
That,
Now, I've got several other things that we need to talk about here before the end of the hour. Two letters came out from Oath Keepers, Kurt. Or two headlines, or whatever you want to say. Emergency open letter to state governors on fighting coronavirus from oathkeepers.org, Kurt. And they basically have what they say, military personnel, medics, all kinds of, quote, professionals, that are saying what needs to be done. And they're saying a lot of this, stay at home and everything is good suggestions, and we got to really double down on this, and this is a serious business. And then they go on and make a point that I find interesting. This is the headline. Coronavirus is airborne. You are not being told the full truth, Kurt. Now, do you think that the Oath Keepers is right on this, Kurt?
Wait a minute. What you're saying is, do I think that maybe we don't get the full truth from either the establishment media or, you know, the big governments?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, Sam. I mean, you can't even ask a question.
That's what Oath Keepers is saying, and I think they're spot on, and I do believe the coronavirus is airborne, Kurt.
I mean, imagine this. Well, aren't they telling you that if somebody sneezes, you've got to, like, turn away? You know, wouldn't that be airborne?
Yeah, but they're claiming they don't know if it's airborne yet, Kurt. They haven't been able to scientifically confirm that, my friend.
Mm-hmm. And they haven't been able to scientifically probably confirm that Alex's stuff is bad and that lady in Idaho's stuff is bad.
No, it's assumed bad until you can prove it's good, Kurt, with government seal.
Right.
It's the opposite. Look, you're innocent until proven guilty. I'm guilty until proven innocent, Kurt. Kind of an idea.
Yeah, good point. Don't forget that.
See? I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, so Oath Keepers literally doubling down, in my opinion, their letters brilliantly written. Go to oathkeepers.org to check that out. But these people are medical personnel, like medics in the military and people that deal with crisis situations, Kurt, all the time. Now, you may say, well, they don't deal with coronavirus all the time. I understand. Nobody deals with coronavirus all the time. Isn't this new, Kurt, they claim? So nobody has experience
That's
with it, do they, Kurt?
Well, I mean, nobody I've heard says they do, but...
So anyway, they say it's airborne and not being told the truth, and I believe these medics and these professionals at Oath Keepers. I just do, and their letters are spot on how to handle these things. Anyway, I just want to give them credit and highlight that point. Now, China, Kurt, is doubling down on blaming America for the coronavirus. They say it might be the United States Army who brought the epidemic to, and how do you say this, city, Wuhan? Wuhan? Is that how you say it?
That's right, Wuhan, yeah.
Okay, so they say it might have been the U.S. Army that brought it to Wuhan. Now, Zhao Linjian, spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, he charged on Wednesday that it was extremely irresponsible for the media to say the virus originated from China, saying that his government is still tracing the origins of the virus, and they haven't come to a conclusion yet, Kurt.
And how do you do that, Sam?
How do you do what?
How do you chase the origins of the virus? I mean, do you keep talking to individuals and say, let's see, when did you first notice you had it? And where were you? And then you go to there, wherever that was, and then you go, okay, so let's see, who was here at that time? Do you, like, check cameras and see who was there at that time? And then you try to track all those individuals and say, okay, which one of you had, I mean, or were some of you, are have you already died and so we can't really talk to you? And somehow you can just trace that thing clear back to wherever you think it might have started. And I'm just saying, if somebody thinks they can do that, I think they're just, I mean, they're the same kind of people that tell you exactly how many people watch the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just fake news, Sam.
I'm booking a coronavirus guest right now, Kurt. Hold on real quick.
Very good, Sam. Well, you know, and I look at these, for example, apparently, Sam, you know, some, here's a headline from the boys at the AP, and of course, you know, you can never distrust the AP, Associated Press. They say stock markets recover after turbulent trading. Dateline Bangkok, they say European stocks rose Friday and Wall Street was set to gain.
Yeah, Wall Street, by the way, just so you know, is up between 3% and 4% depending on the index you talk about, Kurt, right now.
Well, and of course, they say in the same article, they talk about how, I guess, you know, when you look at the Dow Jones, basically the, you know, what they've seen, they say it's, in a bear market now because they say that it's lost over, what, something like 20-something percent over the last month, which they say means that's an official from its all-time high. Yeah, so I, you know, frankly say, well, it all depends on how you're going to call that, how you're going to, you know, analyze that. I mean, think of all the people that are selling out their products like crazy right now that are happy about, I guess you could say, the current situation. You know, if you've been one of those guys with piles and piles of masks, you know, you're kind of thinking, hey, man, I'm selling pretty good right now. Now, you know, if you're cruise ships.
Hold on. Yeah. Kurt, they're not in the mass stock indexes, buddy.
Oh, of course not.
So, see, their numbers don't really count for this limited scope we're talking about right now.
Yeah, they say the Dow Jones, I guess, has a total drop of 26.7% from its all-time high set just last month. They say it was an unprecedented bull market run of nearly 11 years. And when they say unprecedented, they mean it's never happened before. And yet, you know, these people know exactly what's going to happen in the future based on somehow what happened in the past. And yet they just said that this didn't happen before. So,
yeah. So what are they talking about?
Sure, what's going
to, right. And that's why I say you can't say that the Oath Keeper experts that are medics and professionals and licensed and credentialed and experienced in casualty situations and experienced in emergency situations and stuff like that, where all the quote rules are suspended or whatever you want to say. You can't say they know less about it than quote these government professionals. These people probably know more about it just by nature of dealing with crisis situations all the time. But I find this interesting about this Zhao Lingjin or whatever the guy's name is. Basically, he's saying, you know what? It's extremely irresponsible for the media to claim that the virus originated in China. He said they're still researching it in China and they don't know what the origins of it are yet. But he's saying if you're going to blame Chinese for it, we're going to blame Americans for it. Well, Kurt, I don't know the truth yet on either. How do you trace the origins of this? And I don't know that you can. The first debate is it God made or nature created or man-made, Kurt? Or is it nature created, man modified? Or, you know, okay, and where did it originate and how? And okay, I don't know that we know. And I'm not saying the army did it. This Chinese guy is. I'm not saying the Chinese did it. I personally am wondering if it was originated in the United States, though, Kurt.
Well, here's a headline from Breitbart. It says, Brazil President Bolsonaro tests positive for coronavirus. And I guess he met with President Trump over the weekend.
Right. So I was saying that Trump has been hanging out with people that are affected. So how long will it be till President Trump is infected, Kurt? Or is he already?
Wouldn't you think that you know, Nancy and you know, Chuck Schumer and all those guys ought to be thinking, man, it's great news, you know, we can get rid of President Trump.
Could it be the DNC, Kurt, behind it all?
Well, I mean,
they're claiming that Donald and the Russians are in bed together without evidence, so can we just make up our own claims?
Good point,
Sam. Not recommending we do that. I'm just telling you that I don't know that we know a lot of these things right now. And to suggest we do, I would submit to you the Chinese guy's right on this, Kurt. It's irresponsible. Imagine that.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
I As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Yeah, so I don't know if Donald Trump has it or not, Kurt, but it's amazing how many profile folks have it. The leader of what? Brazil has it. Now what? The leader of Canada's wife?
That's what I see, yeah. You know, the prime minister there, Trudeau, his wife, but she says she feels fine. And, and then you got the big shot in Brazil said apparently he tested positive and he met with the president over the weekend. So, you know, I mean, I guess it's coming to a neighborhood near you, Sam.
You think? Or do you think it's already at a theater near me, buddy?
Boy, that's a good point, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you
right.
know.
See, I think it's already been around. I think a lot of people have already had it, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. That's
well, it depends on what you mean by passed over, Kurt. Does passed over mean you won't get it, or does passed over mean you'll be okay?
Yeah, good point.
I think that a lot of people have already had the coronavirus. I don't know if I have or not. I feel like I've had it, and why? Because I've had, right after Christmas, not very long after Christmas, I had symptoms of what I believe was very, very similar. I literally had a tough time breathing. I had trouble with my lungs. It seemed very similar. I had a cough. A few other people in my family had that. I don't know if it was a coronavirus because I don't have any way to test, Kurt. But the point is, neither do most of the people on the planet have any way to test. And even if you have a way to test, it's government testing. And if it was a government-created virus and government creates the test, they might basically have different tests for different classes of people, Kurt. Might say, I don't have it, but Donald does. Or who knows? We're in a very serious situation, Kurt, about this. Now think about this, Kurt. If 3 to 5 billion people have it and 30 to 50 million people could die, that's 1%, right?
It's quite a bit, yeah. I didn't do the numbers. I'm just saying that, it's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about this Chinese guy, the one saying it's irresponsible to say where the origins are? Why are we blaming it on China, Kurt, if you say, well, Sam, it came out of that city? And his response is, it might have, you know, we might have seen some of the first cases. But if the Chinese were willing to admit it and report on it and test, and if the United States wasn't willing to admit it, report on it and test, then it sounds like it came out in China, but it may not really be the truth.
That's right.
Well, I have to agree with this Chinese man on this, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Now, somebody would say, Sam, how dare you ever agree with the communists? I don't care if the guy's communist or what he is. I'm telling you, though, that it's an honest, fair assessment. We don't know where this originated. And to say we do is dishonest. It's intellectually dishonest. Now, when he doubles down and says the Americans did it, it may have come through the army. I don't know if he's really believing that or making that claim or if he's just trying to show the absurdity of the point or what he's doing. I don't know that it originated in China, and I don't know that it originated for the army. Some are saying that it was originated in Canada, Kurt. Well, I don't have any way to know how I would know. I mean, I don't, you know.
Well, that's, I got to agree at, you know, 1,000%. I mean, it's like these people that say they know where it started. I mean, it just like the news story we did about the guy who said, hey, it was a meteor that dropped there north of Wuhan and just kind of spewed out all this stuff, and that's where it came from, you know. I mean, I guess that's about as logical as these other stories.
Right? That's the whole point. All right, dishonest SOBs, Kurt. Media scorched for distorting coronavirus news. Hammered for burying most important part of the story, Joe Kovacs.
Well, and this is a basically a story about Rush Limbaugh, and you know, basically he's suggesting, and Joe Kovacs writes for WorldNet Daily, but he says the national news media are being hammered for distorting information about the coronavirus threat, with radios Rush Limbaugh blasting them as a dishonest bunch. Limbaugh pointed to the Drudge Report's lead story on Wednesday with the headline.
Now, hold on, stop. This is a new leaf for Rush, though. He never has pointed to one of us or the Drudge or, you know, a lot before. That was untouchable, Kurt.
Yep.
I think it's good news. Anyway, by the way,
he says, with the headline blaring, Top Doc Virus 10 Times More Lethal Than Flu. It was from a report by The Week, whose headline was Coronavirus is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. Trump's task force immunologist says, now wait, that's not the lead, said Limbaugh. They're burying the lead. That headline is going to scare people to death. It's an outrageous headline. Well, you talked about this before, you know, the whole, all these crazy words they're using to stir up trouble. Rush Limbaugh goes on and says, that's not the point of the story. Do you know what's really the point of the story? The fatality rate is just 1% from this disease. So who cares if it's 10 times more lethal than the flu? The fatality rate of the coronavirus is 1%. Learn, you know, anyway, there's other parts to it, but, you know, it's basically Rush Limbaugh saying that there's a fake news out there. And I would simply say this to Rush. Well, welcome to the folks that, you know, suggest there's fake news. And I frankly say to you, Rush, you've been a part of it in the past. I remember you promoting NAFTA in your time. And, but I'm grateful for what you're doing now. And, you know, I think that you've probably seen a little bit more of the light. What do you think, Sam?
I hope that's true. I don't know if he's seeing more of the light, or, Kurt, if it's folks like you and I in the media that are forcing him to report more honestly, truthfully, morally, whatever you want to say. You could say Sam and Kurt don't matter. You guys don't make the news. You know what? That's true. But if there's 50 guys out there like us that are really digging in and really telling you the truth about coronavirus and really being open and honest and fair and not picking sides, but reporting what we see. Okay. For example, how many people are telling you that this Chinese guy from the minister in China or whatever, that he's right when he says we don't know the origins, and to suggest we do and point the fingers right now is absolutely irresponsible in the media. Okay. Is Rush going to tell you that story? Well, I'm submitting to you that before Sam Bushman was around, probably not. Now that Sam Bushman is around, there's a good chance that he might. Now, it's not about Sam Bushman. It's about all of us. The new media taking center stage. When I say Sam Bushman, replace that with Alex Jones. Replace that with Brian Hyde. Replace that with Kirk Crosby. Replace that with James Edwards. Replace that with, you know, C.L. Bryant, with Beth Ann Schoenberg, with Jesse Lee Peterson, with Kate Daly, with, okay, all of us. It's not just Sam. I'm not interested in taking credit. I'm making a point. I don't think Rush should be reporting like he is now at all, Kurt, with guys like us not around. And so we may not directly be the gatekeepers of the media, but we certainly have more influence than they will ever admit. And where I learned this, Kurt, is when we owned a radio station and we used to say first on your dial, and then another station started saying first on your dial, it was the next station over. But our station didn't have as powerful a signal as theirs, and so they could kind of ignore us and pretend they're first on the dial. Well, they did that. And then we started saying, hey, man, radio for the family. And then they came back and said, family values, talk radio. And I went, That's weird. Okay, and then it goes on and on of the differences that I've seen. And I see Resch reporting more and more and more and more and more to the conservative, constitutional, moral, honest view now than I've ever seen him report, which I think is a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. And I think Donald Trump has helped move that needle, too. So I'm not taking credit for it exclusively by any means, but I am submitting to you that I think it's our influence that has big times made the difference. I mean, he's calling them dishonest bunch of SOBs. What's the most important part of the story, Kurt? In my opinion, the most important part of the story right now is that our free speech is being violated a ton over this. And they're starting with guys like Alex Jones, or who you could say is extreme, and, oh, he doesn't matter. You know what? I don't care what you think of Alex Jones. He does matter. Why? Because he has an American opinion just like every one of us. And you shut down his opinion, and yours will be next. Okay, so that's, in my mind, the most important piece of the story. The second most important piece of the story is this Chinese guy is kind of pointing out the truth in the media. He's from the Chinese Foreign Ministry, and he says the media is extremely responsible pointing fingers for the origin of the coronavirus. We're still researching. We don't know the origin yet. And to say so otherwise is extremely responsible. The blame game between the Americans and the Chinese over where the coronavirus started or whatever else, or who the originator or whatever. Okay, I think the whole discussion's worthless at this point. Because do you really think that if it was man-made and it was globally done by the banking cartel, or it was done by a certain government who wants to use this to force folks into a new world order, for instance, do you think they're going to admit it and we're going to get to the bottom of it? Or do you think it'll just be anybody who claims something's a conspiracy theorist and the government says it was the Chinese, so you better believe that? Unless you live in China, then it was the Americans and you better believe that, right? Okay, these are the two most important points of the whole story, in my opinion, beyond all the other headlines, Kurt. What do you say?
Well, yeah, I got to agree. That's, you know, key. And, you know, as you mentioned, one of the big stories that's not really even being talked about is the whole idea of freedom. Do we have the freedom to bring things? I mean, the president and others in the official, you know, group, they say, oh, man, we're taking out all the stops to bring, you know, some vaccines to market, you know, to help with this whole thing.
Well, how do they know their vaccines are safe and effective, Kurt? They haven't even developed them yet.
Yeah, well,
but it's assumed that they can bring their idea forward for solutions, right?
That's right.
Okay, Kurt, what about Clive and Bundy? Believe it or not, Clive and Bundy, Ammon Bundy, they're both, well, they're affected by the coronavirus, too. And I'm not saying they have the virus. Listen carefully, no. Kurt.
Well, that's right. But the headline reads basically that, you know, their appeal has basically been put off because of the, you know, the headline reads, Clive and Bundy appeal hearing canceled amid fears of coronavirus.
Wow.
So, I mean, it seemed like you could have a judge, you know, and a couple of lawyers together. And, well, I mean, couldn't you even do that on
Zoom?
You know, Zoom, if you have to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kurt, but what if they don't want the appeal to continue? Because what if Ammon and Clive might get a bunch of money? Remember,
well,
Donald was talking about that.
Point.
You know, you libel and slander somebody, and Donald's going to help you get lots of money, isn't he, Kurt? So I think Donald's helping.
Well, he's actually suing himself, you know, at least his, you know, campaign and different things. They're suing, you know, those who they feel like have been wronged. And
by the way, tomorrow,
you, gentlemen.
Tomorrow we're going to have two experts on. We're going to have Alan with us from Vaccine Rights. And we're going to have Tom Kaczynski, who does a podcast on the coronavirus. He's an expert in his own right on it. He was a town manager up in Maine. We're going to have both of them on talking about the coronavirus tomorrow. Sam will be interviewing both of those gentlemen. So there you have it. Alan Phillips and Tom Kaczynski tomorrow. Two incredible guests breaking it down like nobody's business. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in free speech. I believe in free association. I believe in the ability to buy and sell what you choose to. Now, if you can directly show criminal activity and demonstrate it in a court of law, where someone's innocent until proven guilty and follow due process, okay. Other than that, we need to have government keep it a hands off of. And I'm telling you, we're going down a very dangerous road. Write it down and remember who told you first. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.